Hello again, small group leaders of Christ Church. It is a privilege to be in ministry with you, and I so appreciate your dedication to Christ and to helping others grow in faith and in meaningful Christian friendships. As friends in Christ together, I'd like to lift up a prayer concern to our small group leader community. Two of our small group leaders, Lynette Rakoff and Nancy Crow, had to say goodbye to their mothers in this earthly life in the past 2 weeks. The services for Lynette's mother will be out of state at a later time, and a service for Nancy's mother, Jacqueline Adams, will be at church tomorrow, Monday, February 19th, in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. Our prayers go out to you and your families, Lynette and Nancy. The discussion guides and leader tips are in the group email and also in the smallgroupleaders.net site for your meetings this week. I ask that you send a friendly email this week, as usual, with the discussion guide and the link to the sermon videos at christchurchsl.org/sermons. Below is the leader tips for this week, which are available in all three formats, video, audio, and text, at the smallgroupleaders.net site. Leader tip number one. The season of Lent at Christ Church. Well, we are in the season of Lent and the beginning of the new sermon series called Spring Training, Disciplines for a Strong Spiritual Life. Over the next few weeks, our weekly themes will cover the spiritual disciplines of fasting, receiving communion, prayer, and reading scripture. It all begins this week with the discipline of community and confession. And no, we are not going to be confessing our deepest dark secrets to each other in our small groups. Go ahead and breathe a sigh of relief. We will, however, be talking about how confession functions in general in our relationship with God and prayer, but also speaking in general about how admitting our mistakes in community can be a healing and freeing experience for us as well. Also, you may already have a regular devotional habit, but we would like to make another spiritual challenge available to you during the week, during Lent, if you are open to it as well. These challenges involve scriptures and prayers that are on topic with the sermon message of the week, but they may also involve stretching our faith with our hands and our feet in various practical actions that may benefit others. A listing of the daily challenges for the week will be shared with the congregation through the weekly handouts on Sunday mornings and also in a daily blog online that you can subscribe to and receive via email if you wish. Are you curious? Go to christchurchsl.org/Lent to see what the spiritual challenge of the day is, Monday through Friday. It's different every week. Leader tip two, the new discussion guide format. The discussion guide for this past week had prayer requests sharing at the beginning of the meeting with a box to write notes in. This may have felt a little different than usual, but hopefully it was also a good connecting point with your group members to begin your time together with. I have adjusted the recommended minutes for each section so that you do not need quite as much time for prayer at the end of the meeting now. Remember, too, that there will be other scripture references that are to be read out loud that will not fit on the pages, so please keep at least one Bible on hand and possibly some spares, too, if you can. You can also use the internet on your phone at BibleGateway.com or use the free phone app YouVersion. Leader tip three, the Small Group Leaders Equipping Track. If you've not been able to join us for the Small Group Leaders Equipping Track last fall on Wednesdays or in this winter season on Sunday nights, I encourage you to check out smallgroupleaders.net and click on the menu item, Small Group Leaders Equipping Track. There you can find notes and audio recordings of the session messages. For example, this past Sunday, Pastor Temple led Session 3, The Uniqueness of the Methodist Tradition, From Grace to Grace. We meet in the Bride's Room Sundays at 5 p.m., and tonight our session was about three tools for sharing the gospel with others. I should have the audio recording and handout documents on the website soon. Leader tip four, Realm. The new online database for the church's membership contact information, attendance data, and online giving is called Realm. You can learn more about this at the church website, christchurchsl.org/realm. As a member, the phone app is very handy to have for online giving and following your records. As a group member, the app is helpful for group messaging or group emails, as well as recording attendance. Doing small group attendance on Realm can help indicate when someone has not been to a meeting for a while and might benefit from a personal contact. There are also some group features to it that, if you wish, you can make use of them in a way that resembles a private Facebook-type group experience, where you can share announcements or pictures or special event invitations. I've already set up the groups online and set you up with the capabilities to manage the information as group leaders. When you log into Realm, you will likely see your small group listed under Groups. I'm happy to work with you all one-on-one with your questions, either on the phone or sometime when we can meet at the church and be looking at a screen together. That usually works the best. Well, that's all for now. Know that you can always reach out to me by phone or email to set up a meeting time. If you have ministry-related ideas or issues that you'd like to discuss, may God bless you and meet with you in your meetings this week. Bye-bye.